Queen Nori followed a young fish speaker guide down a wide ramp which spiraled into the depths of On. The summons from the Lord Leto had come in late evening of the festival's third day, interrupting a development which had taxed her ability to maintain emotional balance. Her first assistant, Othwi Yake, was not a pleasant man, a sandy-haired creature with a long, narrow face and eyes which never looked long at anything and never, ever looked directly into the eyes of someone he addressed. Yake had presented her with a single sheet of memorized paper containing what he described as a summation of recently reported violence in the festival city. Standing close to the desk at which she was seated, he had stared down somewhere to her left and said, "Fish speakers are slaughtering face dancers throughout the city." He did not appear particularly moved by this. "Why?" she demanded. "It is said that the Bene Talalax made an attempt on the God Emperor's life." A thrill of fear shot through her. She sat back and glanced around the ambassadorial office, a round room with a single half-circle desk which concealed the controls for many Ixion devices beneath its highly polished surface. The room was a darkly important-appearing place with brown wood panels covering instruments which shielded it from spying. There were no windows. Trying not to show her upset, we looked up at Yake. "And the Lord Leto is, the attempt on his life appears to have been totally without effect, but it might explain that flogging." "Then you think there was such an attempt?" "Yes." The fish speaker from the Lord Leto entered at that moment, hard on the announcement of her presence in the outer office. She was followed by a Bene Gesserit crone, a person she introduced as the Reverend Mother Antioch. Antioch stared intently at Yake while the fish speaker, a young woman with smooth, almost childlike features, delivered her message. "He told me to remind you, return quickly if I summon you. He summons you." Yake began fidgeting as the fish speaker spoke. He darted his attention all around the room as though looking for something which was not there. Hui paused, only to pull a dark blue robe over her gown, instructing Yake to remain in the office until she returned. In orange evening light outside the embassy, on a street oddly empty of other traffic, Antioch looked at the fish speaker and said simply, "Yes." Antioch left them then, and the fish speaker had brought Hui through empty streets to a tall, windowless building whose depths contained this down-plunging spiral ramp.